interested in joining the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll get those questions into them as quickly as we can. We're now joined on the call by head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a very good week for your team. Convincing 83-56 win over Delaware on Thursday, and then a really impressive win against a red-hot Northeastern team, went 74-67 on Saturday. Go back and look at those games and talk about what team did so well in those two performances.
Yeah, we're getting better. We're not all the way there yet. It was good to be home, Rob, I can tell you that. That's you know, I think that we know we have a tough stretch coming up, but hopefully we can, you know, like everybody, settle into a routine. I think a big factor, our two seniors up front have started to play well. Johnny Davis has been really consistent all along, and you know, William Moto had a very good week. He's played better the last couple weeks. He's playing with urgency and toughness on both ends of the floor, and it's a good minutes from some other guys. We don't have everybody all the way back yet. I think if we do that, then we have a chance to get what we believe we can get to. But this will be a big week for us.
You touched on John Davis and 34 points in those two games last week. Shot at a really high percentage and went over 1,000 points for his career. He's already in the top 10 in rebounds. Just talk about that accomplishment and what he's really meant to your program.
Well, you know, he embodies toughness. He's an everyday guy. You know, he's hurt, so he really can't practice much. And then we do get to go live. He's only about like 20 minutes. But he's one of these guys. He likes contact. He's into winning. He leads. He does whatever you ask him to do. More than anything, I want to see us play the right way and win some games for him. He's a really a class act kid on the court.
We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for Coach Scarry this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You touched on William Moto, CAA Player of the Week, and the double-double in the victory over Delaware, and then 24-7 in the game against Northeastern, and got a lot of those, 12 out of 13 at the free throw line. Is that sort of the key to get him going offensively, is to see him be aggressive and drawing contact and drawing foul?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he has, since he's come into the league and been eligible, he has the best free throw rate, as you know, in the league. It's urgency with him. I think we had a little bit of mixed results in the non-conference, but he's, I thought he played really well when we lost a tough game at Charleston, and didn't have a great night against Elon, but played hard. And then this week, you know, it's been the same thing in practice. He's been challenged. He's responded the way we need him to respond, and you know, if we're going to be pretty good, he's got to play like the guy people think he is.
Northeastern, obviously, as I touched on, had been on quite a roll, especially shooting the ball. And even though their percentage was high, and we had Bill Cohen on earlier, and he was talking about how you guys really forced them into a lot of mistakes and a lot of errors. Talk about your defense in that game, and was that the key to trying to be able to slow a team like that down that has so many weapons on offense?
Well, you know, I don't know if we've ever, since I've been here, beaten a good team, which Northeastern is, where we've given up that high of a percentage from the field. So I'm not sure if that's the recipe for us. But I'll tell you where Northeastern's impressive is, one, the kid Williams, you know, he plays 40 minutes, and he makes tough shots. He handles the ball. I don't know if I've seen a guy in the league be that durable and consistent. And then don't forget now that the Murphy kid, Rob, I would venture to guess he's the highest-rated recruit ever to step foot on the sea. I call him a top-10 player, so they're really good, and Billy's a good coach. I thought we got off to a good start, which you need to do if you're going to beat a good team. And then, you know, I think our depth played a little bit of a factor in the game, especially on the end of the week.
One of those guys that provided some depth for you last week was Jordan McNeil, a guy who gave you a pretty good lift off the bench, had 9 points in both of those games last week and hit some big shots. Talk about what he provides and week that he had.
Yeah, happy for him. High character kid, really works hard. You know, a good example, he waited for his opportunity and he made the most of it. But I think for us, I think it took us part of 3 games and 6 days on the road was tough. We went back to a lot of skill work, a lot of execution. I think it showed last week. We've got time to do that. And it's something where we'll stick to that script. But he's a guy like, you know, like all coaches, you want guys to, you preach to guys that when your opportunity comes, you got to be ready. And he was, and it gave us a big boost and something we need moving forward.
Brian Starr inserted in the starting lineup at the point. I know he's gotten a lot of minutes there, but in the starting lineup, came through with 18 points, career high in that Delaware game, and also had four steals in a game last week. Talk about the reason for the switch and what he provides for you.
Yeah, he's done a solid job for us. He's really the fastest guy we've had with the ball since I've been here. And I think the one thing, he was obviously spectacular against Delaware. Not the same performance against Northeastern. I think, you know, consistency, he was a little bit inconsistent last week, but he's been pretty consistent. And for us, he's one of those guys, based on the way our team is built, we just need him to, he's going to be a 2-to-1 assist to turnover guy. He can impact the game without scoring. Now, Delaware, he did both, and then that's obviously why we played really well. But as a point guard, he's got to really be that, you know, proverbial guy, that the straw that stirs the drink type of guy.
You guys head back out on the road this week, and starting with Hofstra on Thursday, their team where the record, I'm sure, is not what most people would be expecting at 1-5, but a team that certainly has a ton of talent, especially on the offensive end. As you've started to look at them a little bit, talk about some of the challenges they present.
Well, I've watched a lot of them. They're good, and we know we're going to get their best shot on Thursday night. Joe does a heck of a job there. What he's done with that program. But look, they just went down and could have beat Wilmington and Charleston on the road. So that says enough. Those two teams are obviously elite teams nationally. Very impressed with their speed. Obviously, you got Bernardi and Gustis, who leads the country in rebounding, you know, veteran all-conference guys. But the kid Foreman has improved as much as anyone in the league. He's dynamic with the ball, has his powers. And I think the kid Pemberton is the most talented, maybe as good a prospect in the conference as there is. So they're explosive on offense. We're going to see a lot of zone, 40 minutes of it. It's hard to – one thing we've talked to our guys about is it's hard about guarding the ball against Hofstra, one thing, but then to actually simulate the game speed is going to be totally different. It's going to be a good game, and Hofstra is obviously very, very good. Any team that can average 80 points a game, we know we're in for battle.
How do you carry the good feeling, the momentum from this week out on the road?
You know, we've had good practices. We're going to stay at it. We're a competitive group. We just got to stick to this. There are no secrets. Our execution was better offensively. I think our guys were a little bit wounded. People beating us up about that. I like us defend and rebound a little, slightly better. And I think ultimately, talk about the kids been working hard. I mean, we need Mike Morsell to play at the, he's as gifted a guy as there is. And he's certainly our most gifted guy. We got to get him going. He's been working hard. He made a couple plays late in the Northeastern game. But going on the road to play a team of Hofstra's caliber would be huge to get him going.
All right, Pat, thanks as always for your time today. And look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks.